This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube. Big win on the pond. And then inconsistencies came back at home. Inconsistency, a mark of a bad team. Good evening. Welcome to Flames Unfiltered, episode 41, recorded on February 16th, 2020. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. I apologize. I sound terrible. I'm a little under the weather today, but feeling better. How does that sound? Did not feel good during the game last night, and not just because we were getting our asses kicked again. How frustrating can it get? I don't know what to do with this team. What was a pretty promising week ended in total disaster. I told my wife after Thursday's game, I said, I'm starting to feel like the Flames were finding themselves. After Saturday's game, I had no comment. I had frustration. I was angry. I want to tell myself that this team can make the playoffs and make a push when they get to the playoffs. But they continue to show me otherwise. They are so inconsistent. Inconsistent. That's a sign of a bad team, you guys. That is. That's a sign of a bad team at any level of hockey. I've not given up all the hope, but it's fading. It's fading as the days go by, and when we continue to lose to teams below us in the standings. I see a number of things that I like, and I see tons of things that I don't like. It's sad. It's sad for the community of Calgary. There was so much hope for this year. The next few weeks, and I said it after this road trip, and I learned nothing. I learned nothing again. I learned nothing every week about this team other than we can't win on a consistent basis. The next few weeks will tell us what the future of the Calgary Flames is. On this episode, we're going to recap the masterpiece in Anaheim. I haven't said that ever before. And then we'll talk about the disaster at home versus Chicago. Then we'll go on and talk a little bit about goaltenders. Do you feel comfortable with our goalies? And we'll roll on and talk some UFA, RFA players that the Flames have coming up in July 1. And would you sign them or not sign them? Then we'll roll on to some Flames news, Harvey's Doghouse, a fan question about goaltenders. It's kind of the topic of the week right now. And then we'll wrap up with a preview of Monday's weird, don't like it, afternoon game against Anaheim. And please, let's not let these continued problems at home keep coming and coming every single time we come back to the Saddle Dome.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics. On the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right. Yeah, you got me fired up again tonight. Damn it. I try not to be fired up on these shows and try to speak positive things, but damn. This team's pissing me off. I don't know. I can't think. When I think back, I have a hard time remembering a Flames team that's pissed me off as much as this year. And maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's because the expectations are so high. But I'm starting to believe that, God, last year was just a mirage. We played out of our shorts last year, didn't we? We probably didn't deserve the fate we had last year. All right, let's talk Thursday night's battle. Calgary in Anaheim. Final score 6-0. It was Talbot versus Gibson. Gibson got yanked in the first. And the first was freaking ugly if you're a Ducks fan. It was ugly as ugly can get. The 8:15 mark, Lindholm got his 25th. Just a few minutes later, Backlund got his 9th, followed by Shillington blowing one past Gibson for his 2nd of the year. That was just a minute and a half after Backlund's. It's 3-0 just like that. Gibson heads off. Then with just under a minute to go in the period, Jankowski adds his 4th. Do I dare say Jankowski's kind of on a hot streak? Then it was 4-0 after one. It's like, holy cow. Period 2, Calgary kept going. Gaudreau had 2 breakaways. Didn't score on either one of them, but I liked his effort. And not just on the breakaways, but I liked his effort all game long. After 2, Backlund adds another one in the 2nd, his 10th. That's a 5-0. Jankowski adds another, his 2nd of the game, at the 6:55 of the 3rd, and it's 6-0 Flames. Jankowski's got 2. Backlund's got 2. And you know what was really cool about this? The Flames did not let up once they got a lead. They actually put away a team, and that's something that's been missing all year long. Talbot, 44 shots on him, which is way too damn many. But he gets his 21st career shutout, first as a Flame. And it sounded easy, but there was some big saves that he made, especially in the first period. I thought Talbot was pretty good. Then we roll on. The Flames fly home. They get Friday off. It's time for Saturday's game. Chicago's coming to town. Flames are back home where we've been god-awful lately. And it was horrible. It was flat-out horrible on Saturday night. Consistency is killing this team. How many times am I going to say it? I'm like 7 minutes into this podcast and I've said inconsistency like 5 times. I'm sick of saying it. I'm sick of watching hockey and thinking it. There's not much good to say about this game at all. At all. It started right away. First shot of the game. Yeah, first shot of the game. Jonathan Toews comes down this corner, fires a shot, 30 seconds in, beats Riddick. Riddick should never let that in. Never let that in. But he did. The first shot of the game. Do you know the Flames this year, 8 times this year, have allowed the first shot of a game in? 8 times. That's ridiculously high. Bennett did bounce back just a minute later, ties the game. I thought Sam Bennett was really good, especially in the first period. He had 2 goals. We're tied 2-2 after one, and I'm thinking, wow, Sam Bennett's going to save the day here. Then Saad scores, then Nylander scores. 5 minutes into the 2nd, Riddick's gone. Lindholm gets us back into it, 4-3. I'm like, okay. Then to DeBrinket, Nylander tally up 2 more. It's 6-3 after 2 when the game is over. Lindholm gets one at the 14-minute mark in the power play. Gave the Flames a little hope. They were pushing. Kane adds one. Kirby Dach adds one. It's 8-4. Holy crap. 8-4. 8 freaking goals to a Hawks team. It's first win in 6 games for the Hawks. First win in 6 games. We spot him 8. You know, the goalies weren't good. But damn, you can't keep giving shots in the slot like that. And Matthew Tkachuk said it after the game. He summed it up. He said, you know, I felt bad for the goalies tonight. We didn't put them in a position where they could win. It was bad. It's the fifth loss in a row for the Flames at home. And I don't know. This one really has me fired up. It has me not feeling good.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
All right, let's continue the goaltender talk. Since the end of the first period on Saturday, that's all we've talked about is goalies in Calgary. My first question, and many fans are questioning this, and I am a little bit, but not probably to the extent of what I've seen on Facebook, Twitter, and in people that I talked to today. Many fans are questioning Coach Ward's choice to start Riddick on Saturday night, especially because Talbot was coming off his first shutout as a Flame on Thursday night, was really, really good. but Riddick was Ward's choice. And I think I can see what Riddick or what Ward was doing here. Riddick has struggled terribly at home as of late. And I think he wanted to get him in the games and get him a game at home where he can win and get some confidence back at home. Because he's been not good at all lately at home after coming out with a 9-1 record, I believe, at home to start the year, which is crazy good. He hasn't been good at all lately at home. Now, I probably would have went with Talbot because I'm kind of a guy that rides the hot goaltender. But you know what? It's really easy to say, sitting here Sunday morning looking at what happened on Saturday night. As they stand right now, Talbot started 17 games and Riddick has started a career high 43. Talbot's 8-9-0. Riddick's 22-15-0. Talbot's goals against are 2.70 and Riddick's have ballooned up to 2.93. Save percentage for Talbot, 0.919, which I consider pretty good. Riddick's has dropped to 0.908. That's slightly troublesome. Now, it was all over Twitter and all over Facebook on Saturday night, but, and I probably mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'm a real big proponent in hockey gods. And yes, Leon Draisaitl, they're coming after you next. You're a little chirping as you skate by the bench. You did it again today in Carolina. When you score a goal and you chirp the bench as you go by, that will come back to haunt you. Believe me, it will. And David Riddick can probably vouch for that. Because even though I loved his stick flip, and everybody in Calgary did, the hockey gods may just be getting him back. Because since his stick flip, he has a goals against average of 4.16. Not good. His save percentage, 0.872. Really not good. He's had 143 saves on 164 shots. That's not good at all. And he's looked angry and he's looked rattled. And you know what? David Riddick, and you know what? We talked about this earlier in the year on the podcast. This Flames team plays best when they're loose and happy. And David Riddick has looked anything other than that. He looks angry. He looks frustrated. Yeah, he's probably frustrated with himself, but he's probably frustrated with a little bit of the way the team's playing in front of him. Because last night, I don't think they helped him out. But I also don't think that he helped them out either. He's got to stop that first shot on Toews. Has to stop it. So now we need to reflect a little bit on the goaltending in Calgary. Is Riddick a true starter? Are we good with Riddick? I'm not ready to give up on him. I'm good with him still. Now, I'm also a firm believer that you have to have a good backup. And I think we do with Talbot. Talbot's a UFA. Do we bring Talbot back? I think so. We have Riddick for one more year, so we get to see what we're going to do with that. But I think at this point, Talbot's showing us that he is a solid backup who can win games for you. Do we feel comfortable with the goaltending in Calgary? I don't feel comfortable with Riddick right now. I feel pretty comfortable with Talbot. I personally would go to Talbot Monday, but y'all bet you $100. We're recording this Sunday night. Monday morning, I bet you will hear that Riddick gets the go. Because I just think Coach Ward will keep throwing him out there and trying to get him comfortable and back on his winning ways at home. I don't think it's the right decision. Now, I'm saying this all, recording this before. This will drop on the Hockey Podcast Network Monday morning. I think you go Talbot. This team has no margin to screw at all right now. At all. With testing players to see how they're going to do. Calgary currently sits in fourth in the Pacific with 66 points, tied with fifth Arizona. two back of Vegas, three back of Vancouver, four back of Edmonton. Right now, as I record this on Sunday evening, Calgary holds the number one wild card spot, which would put them in a dance with Edmonton in round one, which I would take. But you know what scares the hell out of me? Is how can this team that's played so horribly be in a playoff spot, much less the top wild card spot? Now, I've talked about giving up on this team. I've talked about frustration. I've talked about anger. I've talked about all these things. I'm frustrated with this team. But I'm not ready to give up. Just probably because so many teams are so bad around them. I think you go with Talbot on Monday. But yes, David Riddick needs to get back on his winning ways. He hasn't been good lately. He hasn't looked comfortable. But you know what? We need to chill out a little bit. Because every goalie goes through stretches. 2 weeks from now, we might be singing the praises of David Riddick. And he might be the reason we can move back up higher in the Pacific.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, it is time to roll into a little bit of talk on UFAs and RFAs. Would you sign or not sign some of these? We'll go through this quickly. I didn't put all of them. I left some of the low-level prospects that are restricted out. I put down guys that we've seen in the show, if that makes sense. UFAs. I'm going to tell you if I would sign them or not sign them. Buddy Robinson, no, I would let him go. I know some of you are thinking I'm crazy, but what has he showed us? Like, he shows us he can be a part-time NHL player. I don't know. Maybe you sign him for a league minimum on a two-way deal. I don't know. Tobias Reeder, I think you do. And I haven't been a Tobias Reeder fan lately, believe me. I thought he was not good the last couple of games. But I think you get him at the league minimum. And I think he's a player that is versatile and a guy that can slot in when injuries happen. Zach Rinaldo, no. Austin Zarnik, I'm going to have to say no because I think somebody else will sign him. I think this guy plays in the National Hockey League next year. I don't think we can afford Austin Zarnik next year. Maybe. In the coming weeks, I will be putting together, if this team goes downward, I'll be putting my plan to fix the Flames together. And I hope I don't have to do that. I hope we're talking playoffs. God, I hope we're talking playoffs. Alan Quine, yeah, on a two-way deal at a low price tag. Now, here's the two that you're going to be shocked at. I think you sign Brody and Hamonic. I don't know if you can sign Brody and Hamonic, but I think Brody would be number one on my list. I think Hamonic's a little bit touchier. I don't know that I'd go as long a term. I'd maybe say like 2 years on Hamonic, 4 years on Brody. Oh, then the money thing scares me. I think you only sign him if you can get him at, do I call it a hometown discount? We'll see. Don't know if that's possible. Michael Stone, as much as I've been a proponent of Michael Stone, lately he started to falter, and I would say you let him go. Brandon Davidson, I think you sign him just like you did last year on a one-year deal. You just, year by year, have this guy as your plug-in like you have Reeder on the forwards. Cam Talbot, we talked about it earlier, I would try to sign him. Mark, that's to move on to RFAs now. Mark Jankowski, you got to do something. He's going to have to find a new home. Andrew Mangiapane, yes, but you're going to have to turn the screws and make sure you get him at a value, because as much as people are talking about him being so great in Calgary this year, I'm not quite as big a fan as a lot of the people in Calgary. Oliver Shillington, I like him. I think you re-sign him, but I think you need to do it at a value. Glenn Godden, yes, you re-sign Glenn Godden. Ryan Lomberg, nope, find a new home. John Gillies, nope, find a new home. Tyler Parsons, yes, you re-sign Tyler Parsons. Now, it's going to be really interesting, and it's easy for me to say yes and no to these signings, but so much is going to happen depending on if Calgary makes the playoffs or doesn't make the playoffs and where this roster kind of goes and how it kind of shuffles in the mix. Time will tell. We'll see. I think the biggest one, I think you need to get one of either Hamonic or Brody signed. You need to keep our blue line strong, even though there's times this year they haven't looked strong. I think it's critical that we get one of those two signed.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk a little Flames news and we'll roll through it fairly quickly. Not a lot to talk about is Derek Ryan missed Saturday's game with the flu. He's still out of practice on Sunday with the flu. I would think he would be doubtful for Monday's matchup. Michael Backlund out of practice Sunday with the flu. He would also be doubtful for Monday's game against Anaheim as the flu starts to invade the Flames locker room and has invaded me. I hope that it doesn't go rampant because this team needs wins right now, and it's tough to win when you feel like garbage. Flames will be wearing their white retros on Monday versus Anaheim. I love those jerseys. Why are they wasting it on this afternoon game against Anaheim? Oh, well, I don't make the decisions there. Elias Lindholm on a 10-game point streak. Somebody argue with me and tell me he's not the best Calgary Flame this year. I think I would win that argument. Harvey's doghouse, fairly easy. I had a whole handful of guys that I was not happy with this week. Michael Stone wins the award this week. First time he's ever won this award. After being bought out, then re-signed. As crazy as that sounds, he found himself out of the lineup most of the time until Giordano got hurt. When he came back, the dude was on a mission. He was in the lineup and he was pumped to be in the lineup, and he played with great passion, was really, really good. But this last two games, he's looked like he's out of sorts or something, and he's just been a complete disaster. February 4th, he came into the lineup as a regular. He's got 1 point since then, which that's not a real big problem with me. I like to see him maybe utilize that big shot he has and get a few more points, but that hasn't been the end of the world. He's playing 18 to 20 minutes a night now with all the injuries, but my biggest problem is the turnovers. He was a -4 on Saturday night, and it kind of got me fired up, man. Just turnover after turnover, bad decision after bad decision. And he looked to lack some fire and lack some emotion. We need Michael Stone to get this back. This guy, don't forget, saved our ass a few years ago when he was acquired from Arizona. And as soon as we got him, we went on a run. Michael Stone's a good player, and I like him on this team. I think he's an asset. But we need to get him back rolling, and I don't want to see him in Harvey's doghouse the rest of the year. Fan question. If the Flames were to go out after a UFA goalie on July 1st, who would you pick? Well, I wouldn't rule out Cam Talbot at all. I wouldn't. But if I couldn't pick Cam Talbot, who would I pick? Now, let me run through some of them because there's some big-name goalies that are UFAs coming up this summer. Braden Holtby, Corey Crawford, Robin Lehner. Things aren't looking good in Chicago that he'll re-sign there. Craig Anderson, Jimmy Howard, Jacob Markstrom. Oh, I don't think Vancouver will let him go. Thomas Greiss, Yaroslav Halak, Anton Hudobin, Mike Condon, Mike Smith, Brian Elliott, and Aaron Dell. Now, the last three, we're not going down the Smith Road. We've been there. The Elliott Road, we've been there. The Aaron Dell, we don't really want Aaron Dell. He hasn't been good. Darcy Kemper is also on the list. Now, I can't help but think that Arizona wouldn't wrap him up because they would be fools not to. Now, if they didn't, he'd be a target of mine. I also think that the next best target is Yaroslav Halak. I think if we could have him come in, I know he's 34 years old, but if we could sign him at a team friendly, he's getting 2.250 this year. If we could have him come in and back up Riddick, boy, would that be a 1-2. Now, if we got Darcy Kuemper, that would be huge, but I think there's a big price tag involved there. And you know, I've said it a million times on this show, I'm a huge proponent of two little bit lower price tags. Now, I don't think the Flames should go out there after a Lehner. I think he's going to get big money. Holtby, I think he's going to get pretty good money. I think Markstrom will sign in Vancouver, but that's going to be big money. You know the guys I target? I think Darcy Kuemper will sign in Arizona, but I think that's big money too. The guys I think you could get on a value and you could have as backups, and have both proven to be really strong backups, is Khudobin or Halak. And that's where I would target if I was Calgary Flames management. Because I think both those guys would be amazing backups.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, only one game to preview as we kind of have a light week in Calgary this week. Not sure why we have a light week, but we do. Monday, a 2 p.m. start at the Saddle Dome. Anaheim comes to town. Now, why it's a 2 p.m. start is beyond me. Now, Calgary currently sits 30-24-6, 66 points, sitting in fourth in the Pacific. Their last game, yep, we talked about it a million times, an 8-4 loss Saturday night to Chicago. I don't want to bring that game up again this year. Anaheim currently sits 24-27-7, 55 points. Good for seventh in the Pacific. Their last game was this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, as they helped the Flames. They helped them a lot. They knocked off the Vancouver Canucks 5-1. Now, they were in Vancouver, and I'll have to come to Calgary for a quick turnaround, as it's a 2 o'clock start in Calgary tomorrow. The season series between the Ducks and the Flames started October 20th with a Calgary win 2-1 in Anaheim. They backed that up with another 6-0 win just Thursday night on February 13th in Anaheim. They play Monday afternoon, and then they play again one last time for the fourth time of the year and final meeting March 25th in Calgary. Much needed points for the Flames. We cannot continue to let points slip away. I have no idea how we stand in a playoff spot with the amount of points we have given up to teams below us in the standings. It's amazing. It's amazing. We have to start getting 2 points from teams below us in the standings, and we got to win most of the games against the teams above us. It's a push to the playoffs. The Flames have a chance, but consistency. We need to see consistency. On our next episode, we'll start breaking down the trade deadline as we're 8 days away. What do the Flames do? Do they stand pat? Do they sell? Or do they make moves to make a run this season? Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check us out on the Hockey Podcast Network. Podcast release every Monday and Thursday. And you can also check us out on flamesunfiltered.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey.
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.